Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And friends, we are back with Bad Batch Season 2, Episode 6, The Tribe. Wow. And this is a little overdue, I think. We're a little late, gotta say, this week.
Yeah, that's
fine. Sorry about that. But that's all right. Here we are, covering The Tribe. This episode is interesting. It got a little buzz on the internet because of a particular Wookiee.
I know.
Anytime.
Awesome.
Anytime you see a Wookiee, it just draws a lot of attention.
Uh-huh.
Because they're big and they're hairy and they're also kind of cute in a weird way and they're just great.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to start with just for a recap, because we've actually have 3 episodes we're going to be covering here back to back to back to back. Like,
boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it all just dropped on us all here at once, and we've got some podcasting updates and all that good stuff. So stay tuned at the end for all those things. Thanks to everybody who signed up over on Patreon. Appreciate you guys. The Jedi Council is growing as we prepare for The Mandalorian and all that good stuff. So here we go, though. The Tribe. The Bad Batch meet the Vanguard Axis for a job until Omega ends up helping Gunji. Gunji. It's actually Gunji, people were wondering, but it's him, right? So we're good. A Wookiee Jedi youngling escaped from his cartel captors. Intending to return him to his homeworld, the Bad Batch find Kashyyyk being ravaged by a group of Transdojian mercenaries working for the Empire. After winning a local tribe's trust, the clones join the Wookiees and the indigenous wildlife in their fight against the Imperial opponents. The aggressors are defeated, and Gunji is returned and reunited with his people. So, you know, this one's interesting because, and actually, we've seen episode 7, we've seen episode 8. So just for full, clarity here, or context or whatever, if you hear us mention things later on, it's because of that. I want to mention one, which is Omega gets close to Gunji.
Yeah.
And actually, I think enjoys learning from him. Meditation, touching the trees.
Yes.
Being in tune.
Definitely.
These are all the things you've been singing.
Mm-hmm.
Been preaching, been saying.
I know, we've been listening to a lot of audiobooks lately that are,
yeah,
all of them say go meditate, so we should do it.
We should do it. Yeah, we better should do it.
Focus better and get our podcasting in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. I bet the meditation would have helped last week. We kind of had a crazy week. But I think it's really interesting when there was an individual years ago who, this was when I was doing Rebel Watch way back in the day, and Up Talking Tolkien, I had just started it. He called himself, I think he was like a Norwegian Jedi or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
And he talked a lot about meditation,
yeah,
the way of the Jedi, and like, mm-hmm, really trying to embrace a lot of what the Jedi believed, mm-hmm, or their principles, practices, whatever. Try to come up with his own sort of, like, I don't know, Jedi breathe, just all sorts of stuff, right? Really,
cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was actually really cool. And so I thought, man, okay. It was just neat to see Omega talking about breathing and talking about all those different things and really just connecting with nature and Gunji being there. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing, though, starts off with them. They're called Vanguard Axis or whatever. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're smuggling this Wookiee, which is wild. So the Bad Batch are on their own little mission here. And it's kind of a straightforward thing. You know, just for, I think, for Lottie to give some context here, this is a Wookiee we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And you've not really seen the Clone Wars, but this Wookiee is in the Clone Wars with the other younglings.
Okay. Yeah.
And they go to Ilum. They get their kyber crystals. They're with Ahsoka. So sorry if I drop Ahsoka's name here and there. It's because I'm thinking about Ahsoka. When she takes them there. There's this whole bit with them. There's a weird Yoda vision. There's a weird vision. Yeah, Yoda has, I'm trying to remember when this is. It's just off the top of my head. He's having this vision where Klatooni, one of the other younglings, is like a dark side guide and is like tempting him. He's envisioning himself at the temple. He sees it falling. He sees the younglings laying dead on the floor. And it's been a really weird thing that Yoda saw, that we saw in the Clone Wars. He then faces Count Dooku and everything. But for years, no one... So, I mean, the rumors, the theories are is Klatooni sort of like on the dark side? Mm-hmm. Is there something in that vision that is telling us more about the fates of these characters? Because you asked me, who is this Wookiee? Where did he come from? And I mentioned Clone Wars quickly while we were watching it and said I'd kind of explain it more. But you were kind of asking, like, have we seen him? Where has he come from? And then do we know, like, did I know, do I know what happens to him? And the answer is no. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Where he goes or what where he goes from here. Because he ends up with this group, this tribe, and he's going to then be reunited with his people, and that's all great, but I didn't even know if he was still alive.
So they could bring him back later if they wanted to.
They could. And I think we got a comment I was seeing somewhere. People were talking about the path. You remember in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, mm-hmm. they were talking about the path for Force sensitives and so Jedi younglings.
Yeah.
What do we know? What do we know, Lottie? We know this. We know that the Emperor Palpatine has been hunting down the Jedi. Order 66 happens. They're marked. I mean, something we saw in this episode was that the Bad Batch they scare Gunji. Mm-hmm. Gunji doesn't want to be anywhere mm-hmm. near clones because clones definitely were trying to, wiped out the Jedi.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is like so it's all about what happens to the Jedi, how they're destroyed. And then so when we get to Kenobi, you can see a path is created. One of the video games out there, Cal Kestis, mm-hmm. is a character in video games.
All right, who had the list of
Youngling
survivors.
Exactly, yeah. And so really this is, I think, where this gap filler is taking place. Is like we're trying to explain what happened to some of the Jedi, mm-hmm. some of the Force sensitives. Not all of them were destroyed. Because by the time of Episode 5, when Yoda says this at one point to Luke, he's like, "When gone am I?" You hear me? I quote this all the time, right? Which is, "When gone am I, the last of the Jedi will you be?" And people are like, "Well, why would he say that if there were other Jedi out there?"
Right.
Like Ahsoka was out there, clearly.
Clearly.
So if Ahsoka's out there and she's not really a Jedi and she's been exiled and we wouldn't really call her a Jedi, you can have others who weren't quite full Jedis, who weren't like Kanan and Ezra, or who were younglings who still just, they weren't all the way trained. I mean, we don't know what happens to Cal Kestis.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this whole episode just opens up this bag of kyber crystals, mm-hmm. we're like, where do these Jedi younglings go?
Yeah.
And I think back to that episode in Clone Wars, and I need to show it to you because I think you'd understand a lot more about what I'm talking about. There's a group of them that kind of stick together. And in that vision, they look dead, except for Gunji is not among the dead. Like, you don't see him in Yoda's vision laying there dead. So you're sort of like, now, wait a second. Why, if he was a part of that group, why wouldn't we see him there as well? And why is it that Klatooni is the one who is on the dark side, seemingly, or is acting on behalf of the dark side? Where is she at? So we're getting some of these things answered in Bad Batch, and I think mm-hmm. that's one of the things that's pretty neat about it, is that it's answering questions for us.
Yeah.
It's helping tie together, you know, what happened to some of the Jedi, what happened to some of the clones, And then how does all that tie into Obi-Wan and Rebels right. and all those different things? Because we're at two different sides of this gap. Like what they've been showing, they've been bouncing back and forth with like, they'll start with this is, and it's really confusing for some folks, I think. And it's even as I sit here with my head, remember I told you I was going to make a timeline?
Yeah.
To explain all the different yes. stuff. Well, I made it, but yeah, I'll have to show it to you. It's not great. It's just my own scribble scrabble on in terms of, you know, when stuff happens.
Visualization helps, honestly.
Well, it does. And so
I ask you questions all the time. Where is, does this happen before this or after this? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just bang some stuff around Uh-oh. Here real quick in the, because I think I have it up here, but I'll try to pull it up. So the idea here is that, you know, there's stuff happening right after episode 3. We're with the Bad Batch right now.
Yeah.
Where right after Order 66, things are happening. And then what we've seen in Rebels, what you and I are watching, we just mm-hmm. finished season 3 for everyone.
Yes.
And with the Kenobi series and Andor, that all happens closer to episode 4. So they're kind of doing this like back mm-hmm. and forth. And a lot of the conversation has been the Jedi, Order 66 survivors, what happened yeah. to them? And yep. then now the clones are, how are they decommissioned or how are they replaced?
Yeah.
And that is what I think what Bad Batch had to do, which mm-hmm. to be sort of significant and answer some questions and really help us fill in the gaps. So yeah. anyway, all that to say, that's actually Gungi. And Gungi is a character that we see in the Clone Wars. And it was just awesome to see him like get his lightsaber back and to fight yeah. and get
and
out of
like,
there.
When they meet those weird creatures on the planet that look like spiders somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to shoot them. And he's like, nuh-uh.
Right.
You know, we get to...
Right.
I mean, talk to them.
So I'm trying to think here, like how old, I need to do some more research on Gungi, and I probably should have done that before the episode, but it makes me think of Cal Kestis in the game Jedi Fallen Order.
Mm-hmm.
It makes, because we have a new game, Jedi Survivor, coming out here soon. He is like grows up and like Kanan. Okay, for example,
right, I was
Kanan.
Gonna say, yeah, same yeah, thing.
Is a youngling and will grow to be a master for Ezra. What about Gungi?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking about Kanan and Ezra too, with that scene where it says they're not going to hurt us if we don't pose a threat.
Oh, yes. They do say that.
Right?
Exactly.
Same thing
yes.
on their planet where they have their rebel
yeah.
base.
Adelon.
Basically.
Yeah, Adelon. They're on Adelon yes. and their spiders are there. Bendu is out there and yeah. and yeah.
Teaches them. Yeah.
Teaches them. Yes.
How to talk to them, kind of.
Good point. Now, mm-hmm. I mean, totally different creatures. And again, Gungi is connected to Kashyyyk. So when mm-hmm. we see this whole situation happen with the spiders and everything there, you know, he's connected to those creatures in some way.
Yeah, because it's home planet. Yes. But yeah, that you can feel they are more connected to nature in general, like his species, not just because he's a Jedi,
mm-hmm.
but also on top of that, his species is very connected to nature and the trees and the everything living
yeah.
around them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I mean, the big on this is just that like Gungi is back, and I guess it's a cool story because Omega comes in contact with another Force sensitive.
Again, yeah.
So,
the theme keeps coming up, and she's
right.
enjoying meditating.
Is she special? Yeah. I mean, I think the episode before this, we were talking about Fee.
Yeah.
And is Fee afraid?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Fucking Jedi. We don't know, right? Okay, but there's that excitement, that adventure aspect, mm-hmm. and then now you've got Gunji, who has a lightsaber. That's pretty cool. She was trying to do some of the connection to the trees and trying to understand his way of life, and then you and I now know that she reflects on that and talks about breathing and meditation mm-hmm. later on. And so, all in all, just really cool for her, and then to see the Bad Batch helping in that is fantastic, too. And Kashyyyk is still rebelling, still doing its thing, still fighting back. There's a little history between the Transdojin and the Wookiees.
Okay.
So, they are often hunted for sport by them. So what we saw them teaming up with the Empire, it makes sense.
They look like
Sid.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and which is crazy to think that they are that Sid is just like them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the same species or whatever. But now she's working with the Bad Batch. Mm-hmm. And this is Gunji, except Transdojin. I always say it wrong. Transdojin. I don't know if I'm even saying it right. Yeah. So
like dinosaurs, or not dinosaurs, but more like what would you call them?
Lizard guy.
Yeah.
Scary looking guy.
Reptile style people.
Yeah. Yeah. People will know the most famous Transdojin is Bosk. Bosk mm-hmm. is an old bounty hunter, and I was going to try to show you a picture here, but everything's falling apart over here. Guys, the ship's actually falling apart as we sit here. Like, my computer has turned off 3 times since we've been sitting here.
What?
Yeah, it's just restarting and restarting on its own. I don't even know what it's doing right now.
No.
So stay tuned to the end of the podcast. We're going to look at that. There goes an SD card. I mean, things are just flying off the... What is happening over here? Oh, my gosh.
It's raining SD cards. That's your dream, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, except for these don't work.
I'm sorry.
Anyway...
the sorrows of a podcast.
I'm sorry, guys. It's a little behind the scenes there. Actually, that's kind of a Star Wars thing, though. Being honest, you know, you're my co-pilot, and you went to put in the SD card, and it short-circuited. It's like Han and Chewie can never win. So anyway, sorry. All right, getting off track there. But anyways, Bosk is cool, and so it's just a little connection to this episode. Kashyyyk is cool. I think you enjoyed the big trees and the idea of their villages and some of the cool ambience ideas that we had. Just like the lights, like a lantern. Mm-hmm. It's dark. It's a forest. You can see lights sort of doing their thing, and it was neat. That's a great... No, this is perfect. That's perfect. This is a great way to segue back in to our conversation. I'm being serious.
Okay.
I'm being serious. The magic of post-production right now is wild. I'm sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Why? it's like you're flying a ship. Let me just tell folks what happened. Flying a ship, doing the podcast, everything starts shutting down. I was joking about the SD cards, but they were actually raining. I couldn't turn my computer to show you anything. Yeah. Literally every page, every tab closed down. Everything over here that could shut down, except for the microphone. So I tried to keep going, but my gosh. So I now have all of my stuff pulled back up.
Yeehaw.
And I guess we can continue on with the mission. Do you think that ever happened to Han Solo and Chewbacca where they're like, hey, all right, hold on, cut. Like, the hyperdrive really is not working. We actually, we're going to need those TIE fighters to back off for a little bit so we can actually get this thing working. That's what I felt like happened right there. So, whoo. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well out there listening to this and having a great day. All right, so the one of the cool things that I was trying to bring it up here earlier were these... They're calling them, like, the things that the Wookiees were riding.
Yeah.
They are, and I think it's Mylalia. I'm going to have you type this in and you can tell me. I'm terrible with pronunciation.
Okay, let's
see. M-Y-L-A-Y-A. Yeah. Go ahead and try to say that, folks. I don't even know what that is. But these are brand new. So as you pull it up, you can look at it. You can read over it a little bit here. But they're huge cat-like creatures with telescoping ears. And they climb. They're leaping through the woods. The Wookiees are riding on them. They're super cool. But I thought, like, I'm like, oh, I've seen these before. I just saw them in the trailer. That's the only place we've ever seen them before. They're based on a sketch that Dave Filoni did for George Lucas back in the day. So they pulled this out and they said, hey, these are the creatures that we're going to design. And we're going to have the Wookiees ride around on these bad boys. So, yeah. I don't know. How would you say that? What do you think the pronunciation is?
I still can't find it.
You just got to type in, like, M-Y-L-A-Y-A Star Wars. And it should come up.
M-Y-L-A.
Y-A.
Y-A.
So, any ideas there?
Mylalia?
Mylalia. Is it that easy?
I don't know.
Was it that? Is it just Mylalia? Wait a second. I mean,
how you spell it?
Did I just have what is German your first language or your second? What have you been lying to me?
It's probably not how you say it.
I don't know. That's better than how I was saying it. So I think that works. Anyway, so yeah, it's cool to see them kind of riding around on those things and they're interesting. They're huge. They're kind of scary.
Yeah, for some reason they reminded me of, like, if that's supposed to be a cat face, for some reason I thought it was an ape face.
Yeah, just because of their nose. You're probably looking at their nose a little bit.
Yeah, and, it looks like that. Yeah.
And actually, if you look at Dave Filoni's original sketch, which if you scroll down, you just keep scrolling down there, do you see that? That looks more ape-like because of the ears and stuff. Yeah,
true.
Sort of like an orangutan or something,
mm-hmm.
right? So, yeah, that's what they were, I think, sort of meant to be. Anyway, they're cool, and that is just sort of a, I don't know, they're new, I guess. So,
cool.
There's that, yeah. Other than that, you know... It's a cool episode. It was just fun to see what happened to Gunji and that, you know, a Wookiee Jedi continues on.
Yeah.
So.
And Omega just connecting with him and, you know, connecting with that type of energy, spirit, spiritual energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, it's always like the question of are we going to see this character later? Is this just, are we going to see him again in the same season or the same series? Or will he show up later? Like, I sometimes think, why do they do stuff in these little cartoons? Is it just for fun, or are they setting up something later? Like, to me, Bad Batch has all been created by Dave Filoni to do something. It's to help us understand what happened to the clones.
Right.
A little bit of Order 66, and then set up some sort of situation with cloning. Like, he ended the Kamino cloning facility. And we know later this is all driving towards Palpatine working on, you know, finding himself a clone. And then Grogu was picked up by cloners. And maybe they're trying to find a host for Emperor Palpatine, who has passed in episode 6. I think they're trying to tie all that kind of stuff together.
Yeah.
And it's cool, but it's just, I'm always just curious as to what it is they're trying to set up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And really, I'm thinking, like, the timing of this, this is all coming out before The Mandalorian, and then you've got the Ahsoka series, and then we've got a couple of the Skeleton Crew and other things. We have a lot that's supposedly coming out this year in terms of Star Wars.
Yep.
So I better get the ship actually together before we start, you know, podcasting and getting
after all
that.
We're going to take the ship apart and then put it together.
And with that, let's talk about that. Let's share with folks just for a hot second. Lottie... we are moving the podcasting studio to a new location.
Woo!
Yay!
We're moving again,
which is fun. So that's why we were unable to really get this episode out sooner, and we just had lots of different stuff going on. It's been crazy. Absolutely freaking nuts. So, Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. I think I wanted to get this up and ready before, because we have, what, 3 weeks until The Mandalorian.
Only 3 weeks left?
Yeah. So we have to do our rewatch in that amount of time, and we have to finish Rebel Season 4.
Okay, we can do it.
We have so much to do for you guys and for ourselves and for... This is for the galaxy. Yeah. All right? All right? For the galaxy.
For the entire galaxy?
We've got to step up.
You think they're listening out there?
Heck, maybe one day. No, yeah.
I mean, what did they always say? Ancient alien theorists would say yes.
Ancient alien theorists would say yes. Ancient alien theorists also, I guarantee you watch Star Wars. So that is half of you out there listening, whether you know it or not. All right. And you're welcome if you haven't never heard of that before. Go check it out. History Channel. How is that on the History Channel, by the way? Just a wild thing. Anyway. All right. I think that's pretty much it for this week. So giving you those updates, we're going to be tearing down the studio. We're going to be rebuilding it in a new location. Thankfully, we'll have good internet. We can finally get back to some live streams. We can actually have more guests and people on. That was my biggest fear, is when you have people on and the internet connection is complete crap.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No.
And they're like, and you're like, it feels like real Star Wars sometimes when the transmission is cutting out. And you're like, you know, we saw it, like we were watching the other day. Obi-Wan is sitting there. He's like, hold on. Wait, and he's like getting attacked, now does that mean someone's coming to rescue me? Like, is Mace Windu and says Andrew and a couple Jedi going to show up and like, Ez, are you okay? Transmission cut out. I mean, you never know. Might need that kind of help. So, yeah. What? What? You making faces at me? What's going on? What? Yeah. Because I'm crazy. Funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm crazy. Okay. All right, friends. Hey, that is all for this episode. Sorry about that. It was just a little crazy. We had malfunctions across the board, but. Appreciate you guys. We're going to come back with a double drop, actually, in terms of Bad Batch. So we got two more episodes to do here. We're going to be covering those next time. So thank you guys so much. And as always, may the Force be with you.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.